Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Leap of Faith. I know you guys wanted more Leap of Faith, and I did too. I absolutely love this game. It's great. So let's go ahead and continue. Dreams are weird. Wait, that was another time and place. But sometimes things are so good you feel like you're dreaming, and you never want them to stop. Hold on. I think you fell asleep. It was hard not to. It's not like we got a whole lot of sleep last night. I didn't hear a lot of complaints. I have nothing to complain about. Not then, not now. I love watching you sleep. That's kind of creepy, just saying. Are you calling me a creep now? Definitely. Weird, fluffy, murderous toy doll. Sure. I'll be your fluffy toy doll. With bunny ears. What? I love you, Steph. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I adore you. Not a big fan of the L word, are you? It's not just a word. It's... when it's said, it seals the deal. I thought I had you in the bag already. You do. So you want me to seal the deal, eh? I'll seal the deal. Make stuttering sound. I like you. Just horrible. 1 out of 10. Be careful what you're saying, mister. I got all the control in the world up here. Not unless I use my super secret special forces counterattack. Nothing can get me off my throne. I'd like to see you try. Oh my god, are you okay? It seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, I really like you. And I love the way you smell. You always smell amazing. That reminds me, I need a bath. Last one in. That's not even close to being fair. Loser! Did you come to claim your prize? I thought I lost. You won me. Provided you can catch me. What is it with you in unfair starts? How's the view back there? Hold on, let me check. What are you... ah! I believe I can fly. Oh, she was doing R. Kelly. Was it R. Kelly? I believe I can fly. I believe I can... I can't believe it's the last day of school tomorrow. And here I am with you, feeling like I've got the best start in life I can get. I have to tell you something, but I'm terrified of what will happen when I do. Your name used to be Todd, and you had a gender change? Right there, that's why. That's just one of the many reasons why you're the most amazing man in the world. Your exceptional way of just being so breathtaking. It's just one of the thousands of reasons why I love you. Now that wasn't so bad, was it? And I don't care if you use those exact words. I can feel your love, Steph. Every day. And I can see that something is eating at you. Whatever it is, I hope you can share it someday. Whenever you feel you can or are ready for it, I'm right here. And it seems like you just sealed the deal. And made me feel like the happiest man alive. I love you so much it hurts. Hold on now, that's 2 times you said it this month. Calm down already. Shut up. You always know what to say, don't you? Most of the times I know it all the time. Or you might say that you're an excellent source of inspiration. Chapter 3, Leap of Faith. I mean, this isn't the end of the game. It's just, it happens to be the, you know, the title of the game. Okay, I'm giving up. Today I'm gonna buy a new couch no matter what. I'm so happy for Cece, I can't help but feel that yesterday was a big step forward for her. She seemed to finally let her guard down for a bit. Somehow I think the problem is connected to her dealing with emotions. But that kiss, it would have been rude to reject her, because she wanted it, right? Or did I? Then there's what Linda did in the dressing room, and me and Robin the other day. But that was all friends with benefit based. She said so herself, and Kira. But I forgot to text her back. I'm confused. Well, no use laying here soaking up back pain. Are they all still sleeping? Yep. Hee hee, Cece has stolen the covers. I have to say, that's quite a rear you've got there. That's quite a rear end you've got there, Linda. Oh, no bra. Maybe I should go in for a better view. Christ, what am I even thinking? That's not why I invited them to stay at my place. Surely. What should I do? It's too early to go outside. Huh? Oh, that's right. I'm at Grimm's place. Feels good waking up in a proper bed. Wait, is he watching me? No. But he's right there. Why am I getting horny? I always had an exhibitionist side, I guess. So very horny. I guess it wouldn't hurt to check out that news article Chris told me about with that picture of me and Lexi. It's probably my 15 minutes of fame moment. It would have been nice to talk to her again under different circumstances. I have no idea what we could talk about, though, coming from two completely different worlds, I guess. It wouldn't hurt to play around for a bit. If he catches me, I can live with that. Because I absolutely need to touch myself right now. Oh my god, even the smallest touch sends shivers down my spine. From my toes to the top of my head. This is amazing. I'm lost. There's no way I can stop this. Even Cece is in the very same bed as me. But she's a heavy sleeper. Grim, I want you to sit down and play a game or two. It's not like there's anything exciting going on right now. I know. Candy Squash Saga. Gotta collect my daily bonus. Watching ads. Such fun. And why do I get the same ad over and over? I wish you would just drop those pants right now and ram your glorious daily dose of diamonds. Finally, I can buy that booster. Take that, Squash Master 4739. You're going down. I'm gonna fuck me so hard. Pull my hair and keep slamming that pussy. You goddamn pussy, Squash Master 4739. I know you're not accepting my challenge because you know I've got boosters. Trash talk incoming. If you don't accept my challenge, I'm gonna take your own phone and ram it so far down my throat that I can't even breathe. Oh my, I can almost feel him going down. I have to stop. I'm gonna explode and there's no way I can hold back anything. Fuck no, I'm not stopping. This orgasm deserves to live. This is just stupid. Oh, fuck it. This game is no good for my nerves. I just can't hold back anymore. Here we go. Oh, God, help me. Huh? Earthquake? Or thunderstorm? Nah, I'm imagining things. It was that powerful? Snorts. Haha, I heard you, Linda. You're snoring. I have no idea how I managed to keep that one in. I'm heading out, and I'm going to find the hardest bench in the world just to prove it's better than my couch. New task. Beat Squashmaster 4739 one way or another. So the girls have some relaxing alone time. I guess they need to sleep a bit more. You're being silly, Kira. You can't fall head over You can't fall head over heels after spending one evening with a guy. That's not how you are. And why are you talking to yourself in third person? But there was some chemistry there, right? I should have fucked him. He seemed eager. Lord knows I was. Why didn't I? Oh, stop it, Kira. You're gonna get turned on by continuing. It was supposed to be fun, bringing in a guy to spice things up. But Robin, does she like him like that too? This is just getting messed up anyways. I have to talk to her about it. I'll just have to avoid Grimm until then. Yeah, good luck. Ace that. Leaving. Or I can just have a little look. I mean, talk. No, I should leave before he wakes up. Or? Oh my god, make up your mind already. Why am I such a sucker for a handsome body? I mean, personality. Careful in the sun there, Tiger. You might get a sunburn. Huh? Is that Kira? Oh, I didn't know anyone was here. Mind if I join you? Depends. Is that frappy for me? It might be. Or I might just walk away and drink it myself. If you don't move over, that is. You had me at it, or whatever your first word was. I'm sure you're just laying around here showing off anyway. Well, did it work? I think so. That sweet old lady that went past you was sending some lustful looks. If you're quick, you might catch up with her. Oh, Miss Peterson in 47? No, we only get down and dirty on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. Listen, I was gonna reply to your text, but there's been so much going on. Oh, never mind that. But I wanted to tell you that I had a really good time on our date, or whatever we call it. I mean, I'm not really going for her, though. I did, too, and finally got to learn some bowling. Anyway, so I heard Robin had a fucked up opening night at her bowling, and I went by her place, and I saw you were there. Oh. Yeah, I went by the bowling alley to help her out and get the full rundown. So I decided to help her cheer up a bit, and we went to her place after. We shared a bottle of vodka and played video games. The way she was grinding you looked like you were doing more than video games. Oh, shit. Why does it say both? Ask her to get the story from Robin. Ask her to get the story from Robin. I feel uncomfortable talking about it, if I'm going to be honest. I would suggest you talk it over with Robin. Fair, I guess. You see, me and Robin both have the same stance on sex. Like it's a hobby or something fun to do. Yeah, she told me the whole hobby story. I think that's why we have amazing sex already. And even though we're in a relationship together, we decided we would bring in a guy. So we could enjoy it even more. Even if it was with someone else. I just didn't realize that I might actually end up liking the guy. Very much. Wait, you're lesbians? Bye, if you're gonna be technical. And it's rather funny that you found that to be the most important part of everything I said. I'm just flabbergasted. It's alright. Just caught me off guard. Me too, I guess. I'm kind of lost for words at the moment. Are you? Are you mad at me? Or us, rather? Not really. And if I'm gonna admit something, I wasn't really looking for a relationship. I think I need to cheer her up a bit. Oh my god, stop it, please. That is just too cute. Too late, now you've done it. Cuteness overload. I'm melting. What? The way you're drinking with a straw. It's just too adorable. Can you stop it? I'm drinking normally, nothing adorable about it. Okay, okay, whatever floats your boat. But it's still cute. So, I was wondering. Hypothetically speaking, from a guy's point of view. If you were into me, would you be okay with me still being Robin's lover? You just encountered your first impact choice. Impact choices are decisions you take that in some form or way will have a ripple effect that will run its course until the very end of the story, which will have a conclusion because the game is done. These choices heavily influence the different character endings, even if they are not your main romantic interest. Give them some thought before choosing. Can you explain it a bit more? Yes, I'd be okay with two girls' relationship. No, that wouldn't feel right to me. Do you mean if we were a couple and you would still see her on the side? No, more involved than that. Threesomes? Yes. Or maybe you would have something against lesbian actions in general. I see. Yeah, I'd be okay with two girls' relationship. They have that lesbian bed death thing, and then... I mean, that happens a lot. But you really gotta Google that. And it'd just be the two girls fucking him eventually. You're talking about two girls and a guy relationship. Yes. Of course I wouldn't mind that. Anyway, I'm supposed to meet Robin now at Lucas. Wanna tag along? Sure thing, why not? Great. Let me just finish this, and not a word about me drinking weirdly. I may or may not say a word. Go with may not. I may or may not throw something at you. I didn't say anything. Should I? Cute. There she is.
Always recording, always reading something. Robin.
Grim.
Hi.
Our key. What's gotten into your pants?
Nothing. Although I suspect someone's gotten into yours.
Really, you told her?
Nope, but I suspect you gave it all away now.
Well played, Key.
So, how was he?
5 out of 5 of 6! Notice no woman on earth says 6 out of 6, sir. Hold on! How can you do a 5 out of 6? The hell is number 6? I thought it was supposed to be like a 5 out of 5. I've been reviewing records for fucking over a decade. Reviewed over 5,000 records. I've never heard, yeah, and I'm serious. And I've never heard of, like, 5 out of 6. We don't fucking give those scores. Where'd you come up with that shit? Nice. Okay, first of all, I'm right here. I can hear you. Second, I'm so confused right now. And third, 5 of 6? What was I lacking? Breasts and a pussy. Oh! Aw, oh, you're so sweet. You two are something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you honestly don't care at all that I fucked Robin?
Nope.
Okay, so if I get you right, you're both very open-minded when it comes to...
Yeah, you're very open-minded when it comes to sex. Isn't that the norm nowadays?
Well, how about a little challenge?
Ooh, that sounds like fun. Sure, I'm game. Okay, show me a kiss between you two. And I'm not talking about a little peck on the cheek. Something that really gets you all riled up. That is kind of unfair. Why? Well, for one, girls on button doesn't really come with an off function. I'll be horny for the rest of the day. I'm in. Robin, you can go home to your dildo collection and finish off after. Yeah, if you only knew. Okay, let's do this. That's better. I always get lost in those eyes. Okay. Here we go. Approved? Approved. Not much of a challenge. By the way, have you started thinking about your bowling situation? Yeah, I'm heading over to the bank now to have a talk with them. I don't think it's gonna solve anything though, but it's worth a try. Well, as I've already said, if you need to brainstorm it, I'm here. I'm not really that good at accepting help, but thank you for trying. It's brainstorming, not $1 million. And you know I'll help with anything I can as well. Grim. And, this is my friend Chris. Chris, meet Burger Chick. Pussy Tickler. And this is Robin. Nice to meet you. Where's Batman? Because Batman and Robin? That is the worst icebreaker I've ever heard. Grim, please, your friend needs some serious help on the pickups. Dude, help me. Sure, let me see if I got this. That's a wonderful pair of legs you have there. What time do they open? I can't rate any of you. You are equally bad. Let me try this again. Looks at Robin. Hi there, I'm Grim. Hello, Robin. Nice to meet you, Robin, and thank you for saying hello so I could look at you and be reminded of what true beauty really is. Oh, that sounded awful. Slightly better than Chris. Dude, don't just stand there. Sit down for a coffee. Sure thing, I got a few minutes. Whispers. Pussy Tickler? Laughs. I wonder why. So, you're that friend I've heard so much about. Only good things, I hope. Time is flying. I need to head off in time to get to that bank appointment in time. Wish me luck. Good luck, sexy. Go for it. You sure? Yes, I want you to. Yeah, I'm off as well. I have to get back to work. I'll catch up with you later on. Really? You're gonna go dress like this? You hobo. Show some skin and you might win the bank dude over. Or bank girl. Whatever. You coming too, Batman? Yeah, let me walk you over. See you later, Grim. So, Batman and Robin, right? That thing fails on so many levels. How come everyone knows Batman and Robin? Yeah, but seriously, nobody in their right mind would ever want to be Robin in that scenario. But what if Robin was a chick? Mind blown.
then everybody would want to do Robin, not be Robin. Exactly. They're never going to give up that thing, are they? Doubt it. Oh, I completely forgot. You were going to tell me about Lexi. Yeah, she was at Metro. Did she perform? You talked to her? Was she nice? Yes, yes, and yes. What happened? So I was drinking at the bar and I heard this voice behind asking if I was okay with some company. And that company was Lexi. No way! Yeah, we shared a bottle of wine and had a nice chat. Actually, I've been waiting for her to call me. Well, that's a bit optimistic, don't you think? I mean, that she'll call you like out of the blue just because you shared a bottle of wine, mister. Excuse me. No, really. Wow, you met Lexi. You are so lucky. Let me take this. I don't recognize the number. Sure, maybe it's Lexi. Hello? Hi, this is Lexi DeMonte speaking. Is this the phone of Grimm? Oh, hi Lexi. Yes, indeed, this is Grimm speaking. Ha! I'm so glad I caught you. I wanted to call you earlier, but I didn't have your number, and it's been really hectic on my side. No problem at all. I'm just very glad you got the time to call me at all. I really wanted to thank you for taking the time to spend a few minutes with me at Metronome. No, the pleasure was all mine. And apologies if that paparazzi picture made you feel uncomfortable. That picture of me and you? No, that picture hasn't brought me any discomfort at all. Honestly, I'm just glad somebody did take a picture. The paparazzi will never change anyway, so might as well throw them a bone for them to chase every once in a while. Luckily, I don't have a problem with photographers sneaking around in my backyard. Photographers, not photographers. Or there's this weird guy living on the first floor. I don't know what his hobbies are. I consider moving then. But the reason I called, I have some time off because I just finished my tour, so I'm flying home soon. And I know you might have your own plans, of course, so I'll just throw it out there and feel free to say no if it's inappropriate. But would you like to come visit me at my house in LA? Oh shit. I don't know what we're gonna do, but this seems like a good place for a save, cause Lexi just invited me over to her house in Los Angeles, but Cece still has her situation of not having a place. Maybe we can talk her into coming? I don't know. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Leap of Faith. And be aware, or you already know, it's just 4 o'clock and I'm tired and can't talk, but more is coming.